What matters most, health or wealth? Welcome to another episode of The Worthy Physician. I'm your host, Dr. Sapna Shah Hawk, reigniting your humanity and passion for medicine. We're going to dive into the topic right from the get-go. In a world where pursuit of success often comes at the expense of health, it's time to challenge this paradigm. We live in a society where the value of our bank accounts often outweighs the importance of our well-being. But the question is, should it be this way? The obvious answer is no. But the rules in society seem to somehow impact or even trump our personal values. At some point along the way, those kind of get pushed to the side or change. Why do we prioritize, besides that, why do we prioritize wealth over our health? We know that at the end of the day, a good lifestyle, balance of stress or stressors, balance of work and play, balance of awake time and sleep time are important. We do lecture patients, educate patients, I think would be the more correct word. We educate patients on the importance of proper diet, exercise, sleep, having fun. But how much of that do we actually follow ourselves? And if we follow less than 50%, what are the barriers? Are they self-imposed? Or are they completely beyond our control? But the prioritizing of wealth over health is a concerning trend. And really, one needs to start to shift the mindset. How do you do that? I think it starts with a shift of perspective, recognizing the truth that the true wealth is health. That is going to allow an individual a longer lifespan, hopefully more graceful aging. That equals more time with family, friends, doing what you love, more memories being made. Without it, all the money in the world really means nothing. And it's not something that we can take with us. We do not take tangible things with us when we die. What we do leave behind are memories and love. It's about reframing priorities and understanding that listening to our bodies and investing in our health is the most important investment we can make. Prioritizing yourself should be non-negotiable. Recently, something really solidified this for me on a personal level. Last week, obviously, I did not post an episode. There was a family emergency. Spent most of the time between work and the hospital. And with that being said, it also made me realize that life really is like a hurricane. Sometimes you're in the eye of the storm, sometimes you're in the storm, but it's learning how to dance and thrive in the storm and not waiting for the eye, not waiting for the calm. And even in the chaos, you can find beautiful moments. Sometimes it's just a memory. Sometimes it's just a image seared in your mind of a child curling up with a loved one. Life happens, life throws curveballs, life is more like a roller coaster, and you just buckle up and enjoy the ride, the highs, the lows, and everything in between. But it is truly health, and it is truly embracing the moment in which you are in, the people with whom you are accompanied. That's the true wealth. And the reason why I mention people is because of the importance of socialization. We are social creatures. That is part of health. We need to embrace that. However you embrace socialization, make it a priority as much as exercise, sleep, and nutrition. It doesn't have to be perfect, like Dr. Weissman said. Just do the best you can. At least make an attempt. 1% per day improvement longitudinally within a year adds up. This also will be the forward to the next three podcast episodes with Dr. Terry Bader and her book about reframing, flipping the switch of the mind, with a discussion as physicians, changing our outlook on outcomes with patients or detached attachment, and also shifting our mind to self-compassion. If you have found this helpful, subscribe, share with a friend, because we can all use camaraderie.